Hardin smiled to himself. The yearling was a cool customer. He said, I take it now that you have come to see me concerning this same foreign policy that annoys you so greatly in the council chamber. Are you speaking for your three colleagues, or must I listen to each of you separately? There were quick mutual glances among the four young men, a slight flickering of eyelids. Cermak said grimly, I speak for the people of Terminus. A people who are not now truly represented in the rubber-stamp body they call the Council.
I see.
Go ahead, then. It comes to this, Mr. Mayor. We are dissatisfied. By we, you mean the people, don't you? Cermak stared hostily, sensing a trap, and replied coldly, I believe that my views reflect those of the majority of the voters of Terminus. Does that suit you? Well, a statement like that is all the better for proof, but go on anyway. You are dissatisfied. Yes. Dissatisfied with the policy which for 30 years has been stripping Terminus defenseless against the inevitable attack from outside.
I see.
And therefore?
Go on.
It's nice of you to anticipate. And therefore we are forming a new political party. One that will stand for the immediate needs of Terminus and not for a mystic, manifest destiny of future empire. We are going to throw you and your lick-spittle clique of appeasers out of City Hall, and that soon.
Unless?
There's always an unless, you know.
Not much of one in this case.
Unless you resign now. I'm not asking you to change your policies. I wouldn't trust you that far. Your promises are worth nothing. An outright resignation is all we'll take.
I see.
Hardin crossed his legs and teetered his chair back on two legs.
That's your ultimatum.
Nice of you to give me warning. But, you see, I rather think I'll ignore it. Don't think it was a warning, Mr. Mayor. It was an announcement of principles and of action. The new party has already been formed, and it will begin its official activities tomorrow. There is neither room nor desire for compromise, and frankly, it was only our recognition of your services to the city that induced us to offer the easy way out. I didn't think you'd take it, but my conscience is clear. The next election will be a more forcible and quite irresistible reminder that resignation is necessary. He rose and motioned the rest up. Hardin lifted his arm. Hold on. Sit down. Seth Cermak seated himself once more with just a shade too much alacrity, and Hardin smiled behind a straight face. In spite of his words, he was waiting for an offer. An offer.